Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Thousands of chemicals that have been used in household products for years are going to be tested for safety in Europe. Researchers there will be checking to see whether the chemicals cause cancer, infertility, and other health problems. And the testing is likely to be made mandatory next year. That's a result of a vote today by the European Parliament. American companies that export to the EU will be bound by the rules. Joining us from the Marketplace European desk in London is Stephen Beard. And Stephen, does this mean that the Europeans believe that many of the chemicals that we use, the daily household products, are unsafe?
There are two schools of thought, the chemical industry and the environmental movement. Both sides agree that the safety testing of new chemicals has been pretty strict, both in the EU and the US, since the early 1980s. But they disagree about the older chemicals that were introduced before then. And this is what today's decision by the European Parliament is about. The chemical industry says these older chemicals are safe. We've used them for so long without any problems, they're okay. But environmentalists like Giles Watson of the World Wildlife Fund say, on the contrary, there are some of these chemicals that could in fact be pretty dangerous.
There's a group of chemicals called endocrine disrupting chemicals, which are chemicals that have the potential to interrupt hormone processes in the body. And there is concern that the rising level in some kind of reproductive problems, fertility problems, certain types of cancers might be related to endocrine disrupting chemicals.
Other chemicals that he's worried about are flame retardants in furniture, some compounds used in cosmetics that could be linked to allergies, and substances used in plastic to make it softer and more supple.
So Stephen, has the European Parliament sided with the environmentalists in order that all these chemicals be retested?
Not exactly, no. The chemical industry, and we're talking about both the European and American industry, has lobbied the Parliament furiously, arguing that testing all the pre-1981 chemicals, 30,000 of them in all, would cost billions of dollars and push up the price of many consumer products. So they've persuaded the Parliament to water down this measure, and the measure passed today, which will almost certainly be implemented next year, will require the testing of perhaps 10 or 15,000 chemicals.
And how will this affect Americans?
In two ways. Any company, any American company exporting either chemicals or products containing chemicals to the EU will have to comply. And secondly, if American consumer groups learn that a particular chemical has been banned in the EU as a result of this new testing, we can be pretty sure they'll lobby hard for the chemical to be banned in the US as well. Later today on Marketplace, we'll have more on this chemical testing and the reaction of the U.S. chemical industry.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.